For many centuries, there had never been a decent lord of Glengyle Castle, and with the Victorian era, one would have thought that all eccentricities were exhausted. The last Glengyle, however, satisfied his tribal tradition by doing the only thing that was left for him to do. He disappeared. I do not mean that he went abroad. By all accounts, he was still in the castle, if he was anywhere. But though his name was in the church register and the big red peerage, nobody ever saw him under the sun. If anyone saw him, it was a solitary manservant, something between a groom and a gardener. He was so deaf that the more businesslike assumed him to be dumb, while the more penetrating declared him to be half-witted. A gaunt, red-haired labourer, with a dogged jaw and chin, but quite blank blue eyes. He went by the name of Israel Gow, and was the one silent servant on that deserted estate. But the energy with which he dug potatoes, and the regularity with which he disappeared into the kitchen, gave people an impression that he was providing for the meals of a superior, and that the strange earl was still concealed in the castle. If society needed any further proof that he was there, the servant persistently asserted that he was not at home. One morning, the provost and the minister, for the Glengyles were Presbyterian, were summoned to the castle. There they found that the gardener, groom, and cook had added to his many professions.